And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
A movie star who called Half Moon Bay home passed away recently. KHMB contributor Peter Finch had a story on it on his Finch Files podcast shortly after the Hollywood transplant arrived at the coast in December 2019. We share that with you now.
It's the Finch Files, stories from San Francisco and beyond.
He's 21 years old, and to be perfectly honest, it was his looks that landed him a role in a major motion picture. He spends a lot of time outdoors where he enjoys munching on carrots.
So this is Fred, also known as Fighting Ferrari.
That's Joel Dunlap telling us about the horse that starred as Seabiscuit in the 2003 film about the beloved thoroughbred. Joel is executive director of Square Peg Foundation. It's a nonprofit that rescues thoroughbreds and other horses and then has kids and young adults with autism and other special needs groom them and ride them. Square Peg Ranch near Half Moon Bay is Fred's new home.
Pretty boy.
Oh, and he likes attention,
he
huh?
Does.
Hi, Fred.
You're used to it.
As Fighting Ferrari, Fred wasn't much of a racehorse. He won just one of his 16 races, but he did have other qualities that made him a good choice to play Seabiscuit.
He's the right size. Yeah. He's the right color. He's definitely kind of coarse in his features.
Don't stop, boy. Don't ever stop.
Seabiscuit. Based on a true story.
And because of his rideability, he is the horse that you see, especially when Tobey Maguire is riding in the movie. He's riding Fred.
In recent years, Fred has been a sort of ambassador horse at Santa Anita, the Southern California racetrack where Seabiscuit was filmed.
He's definitely used to crowds, and he knows several tricks. He bows, he shakes his head, yes.
But then one day something happened that made Fred's handlers think that maybe he had a higher calling.
Apparently last year there was a group of school kids from a school that teaches kids with autism that came to visit, and the handler just naturally handed the lead rope to a little boy who seemed very, very, very interested in Fred and asked the little boy if he wanted to take Fred for a walk, which he very happily did.
Horses in my dream.
And on this walk, apparently he had quite the conversation with Fred. My name is Austin. How are you? I'm 8 years old, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turned out that according to the school, this child is mainly nonverbal.
Rode a horse round the world.
So everybody was stunned. And figured, well, maybe Fred has a higher calling than letting racing fans pet him at Santa Anita.
And that is how equine actor Fred has ended up calling Square Peg Ranch near Half Moon Bay his new home. Based on the day we visited, he appears to like it there. I'm Peter Finch for the Finch Files.
For the feature story of the week, this is Peter Finch.
The kids at Square Peg Ranch called Fred Paco, and it was at the ranch beloved by those kids where Paco lived his final years. Movie fans knew him as Seabiscuit. Paco would have the role of a lifetime as a stand-in for the legendary racehorse. Race fans still talk about the legendary race between Seabiscuit and the seemingly unbeatable War Admiral in what was called the Match of the Century. Seabiscuit won by 4 lengths at a race that spawned books and films for years to come. Our thanks to KHMB contributor Peter Finch for our feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.